The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, it's 27 after 8, the beginning of the week, 27 after 7 in Queensland. Let's go to Harley and coronavirus. Harley.
You know, I've been driving around all over the state of New Jersey today, in part because I had a couple of flight students up in the northern part of the state. And as I'm driving down on the Garden State Parkway, which is a big thoroughfare, there are very few cars out there. I pulled into a big rest area that's usually teeming with cars. Usually, I think it probably has room for 500 cars, and there might be a dozen here. And then I get a message from home that says, I rode my bike early this morning. I got one of the six remaining packages of toilet paper at a big store and a bottle of white wine. I'm sure you've heard there are nearly 10,000 cases. Turns out there are nearly 15,000 cases in and around New York City. Rand Paul, the congressman, is asymptomatic but positive. The park around the block has yellow do not cross tape on the swing sets and cones and signs discouraging people from playing at the park. The CEO of Johnson & Johnson says they're ramping up production to get a vaccine, but he expects it'll be November before they have it. That was the report I got from the wife. That's not bad. That's pretty good stuff. Yes. In the meantime, the government will be sending us checks, actual cash money, which would be pretty good and very, very useful for a lot of people. It'll vary in amount depending on whether or not you're single or married or whether you got dependents and things like that. We are seeing big increases in cases because of more testing and because of more ripples. Yeah. Once they find someone who's got it, they find out, before they knew, before they were symptomatic, look at all these people they talked to.
Yes.
And now those have to be checked too.
I mean, the key here, and as I said, we've got to inform but not alarm. The key figures which come from the World Health Organization tell us that the active cases, okay, we say the total number of cases, but 96,000 have recovered. The active cases, as I speak to you, are 220,740. This is on its front page of its document. 220,740 are the currently infected patients around the world, 7.5 billion people. 220,740. But then they say underneath it, in a mild condition, 210,442. So the serious or critical around the world are 10,298 around the world.
Well, they say it'll get worse before it gets better. Yeah. I understand that. Well, here, one of my students is a doctor, and he said, look, it's a flu, and most people or many, many people are going to get it. He said 30-something million people get it each year in this country, get regular flu, 30-odd thousand die. He said people are going to die. What's really irritating is listening to the politicians who say things like, if you don't do these things we are telling you to do, people will die. I got news for them. People are going to die anyway.
That's it. All right, Harley, you're dead right. 30 million people get the flu every year. 37,000 people die. 20,000 people typically die in China every day. I think we need a little perspective in all of this. Otherwise, we'll have an economic pandemic. News next at 8:30, 7:30 in Queensland.